麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Today we're going to begin three messages on wisdom.
今天开始呢，我们天路导向将要开始一个关于叫做智慧的系列信息，有三集这么多的。
There was a time in history when people traveled great distances in search of wisdom.
历史上面曾经有很多人为了去寻求智慧而长途跋涉。
These people endured hardship in their travel.
他们沿途忍受着千辛万苦。
They risked their very lives in their travel.
他们冒着生命危险而风尘仆仆。
1,000 years before Christ,
在上帝的儿子耶稣基督降生1,000多年前的时代，
People traveled long distance seeking after wisdom.
人呢，往往为了去探索智慧而千里迢迢地四处奔波。
The Bible tells us about the Queen of Sheba traveling a long distance to observe Solomon's wisdom.
圣经上面记载着一个叫做示巴女王的人，她在远方那里来要听所罗门的箴言慧语。
She represented a historical phenomena of her day.
其实这个女人呢，这个示巴的女王呢，就是当时的一个典型的人物。
You may be asking, but why?
那可能你问，为什么是她？为什么她要去呢？
Because God's people were recognized at that time as the possessors of wisdom.
原来当时的人就发现了上帝的子民以色列人是特别有智慧的。
Babylonians, Persians, and many others traveled to the land of Solomon to know the God of wisdom.
就连巴比伦人、波斯人都远道而来，要在所罗门的国土上面明白上帝的智慧。
And we, our listening friend, should thirst and hunger for that wisdom too.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，我们都要如饥似渴地追求智慧。
We should be seeking after the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all wisdom.
而我们所找的智慧呢，是要找到智慧的根源，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The word of God says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
圣经的箴言告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And today I want to begin a short series of messages on biblical wisdom.
所以今日开始呢，我希望用一个比较短的系列信息来同你分享关于圣经里头所讲的智慧。
And I want to begin by telling you that there are 6 words used in the Bible and they're all translated wisdom.
首先我想告诉你，在圣经里面有6个字都可以翻译成为智慧。
The most common word is the word chokmah.
最常用的字就是 chokmah。
The word refers to the person's ability to make the right choices at the right times.
这个字是指一个人在适当的时候做出正确的决定的能力。
This is the definition of wisdom in the book of Proverbs.
这个也是箴言里头对智慧所下的定义。
Listen to Proverbs 1:20-33.
让我们一起来分享在圣经旧约的箴言一章20-33节。圣经旧约的箴言一章20-33节。智慧就在街上面去呼叫了。在城门边和人群挤拥的地方发声高叫，他说，蠢人啊，你们要蠢到几时呢？你们恨恶知识要到几时呢？你们始终不觉悟吗？你们要听我的劝告，我一定会将我的灵去浇灌你们，将我的言语话你们知。我呼叫你们不听，我邀请你们，你们全部都不理我，你们藐视我一切的劝告，不愿意我去纠正你们。为了这样，你们灾难要临头，我会耻笑你们，你们遭遇不幸，我一定会耻笑。 当恐怖好似暴风袭击你哋嘅时候，带嚟灾难俾你哋嘅时候，让到你哋感到悲愁痛苦，我就会戏弄你哋。嗰时你哋去呼求我，我都唔会理你，揾我揾都揾唔到啊！你哋一向都唔要知识，亦都唔敬畏耶和华，你哋从来都唔尊重我嘅劝告，对我嘅责备亦都唔注意。为咗咁样，你哋要自食其果，自己嘅行为系伤害自己。无知嘅人系因为拒绝智慧而丧命，蠢人就因为逍遥自得而毁灭。但系听从我嘅人必定安全，享受安静，唔怕灾害。
I want to call this message the plea of wisdom.
我将呢段经文称做智慧嘅呼唤啊。
The first chapter of the book of Proverbs is a contrast between folly and wisdom.
箴言一开头就将愚昧同埋智慧做咗一个嘅对比啊。
You find that wisdom and folly are represented as two women.
我哋见到呢喺圣经呢个箴言里面。作者就一开始将智慧同埋愚昧比喻成为两个女人。
Both folly and wisdom are calling out.
智慧同埋愚昧都发出呼唤啊。
Both folly and wisdom are inviting people.
智慧同埋愚昧都发出邀请。
Both folly and wisdom are tempting us to follow them.
智慧同埋愚昧都希望能够吸引我哋跟随佢。
The first 19 verses of Proverbs 1, you hear the call of folly.
在箴言第一章一到十九节，我们听到愚昧所发出的呼声。
I will not spend a great deal of time on folly so I can focus on wisdom.
但是因为今天时间有限，所以我们不能够花太多的时间来讲愚昧，不如让我们一起来看看智慧吧。
But you must understand that both wisdom and folly are active in their pursuit of us.
有一样嘢你一定要明白嘅，就系无论智慧、无论愚昧，两个都想极力咁样捉住我哋啊。
And they are both in competition with each other.
佢哋都系争先恐后咁样去追赶我哋。
In fact, there is a huge difference between the invitation of wisdom and the invitation of folly.
其实呢，智慧发出的邀请和愚昧的邀请是有天壤之别的。
Wisdom operates in open honesty.
智慧所做的事都是堂堂正正的。
In contrast, folly operates in secret.
愚昧呢，则是鬼鬼祟祟的。
Wisdom operates in the clear sunshine.
智慧是行在光明里面的。
Folly and evil operate in the darkness.
愚昧同埋邪恶则系喺暗地里进行嘅。
Solomon said that wisdom is pleading for all people everywhere to receive it.
所罗门话智慧恳求所有人都去接受佢。
But sadly, wisdom's voice is often drowned by the pursuit of folly.
但系好可惜嘅系，智慧嘅呼唤往往都被愚昧嘅呼喊声音遮盖咗。
The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
敬畏耶和华就系智慧嘅开端。
The reason we know that wisdom's plea goes unheeded is because the fear of God is not part of people's lives and conduct.
人之所以唔听从智慧嘅呼唤，系因为喺佢哋嘅生活言行里头唔愿意敬畏上帝。
Listen to verse 22 of Proverbs 1.
让我哋一齐嚟听下箴言一章二十二节啊。
How long will you simple ones love your simple ways?
佢话：蠢人啊，你哋咁蠢，要蠢到几时啊？
There are three questions that are addressed to those who choose to ignore wisdom and pursue foolishness.
智者对轻蔑智慧、追逐愚昧嘅人提出咗三个问题。
These questions need to be answered by every human being.
其实我哋每一个人都应该好好咁样回答呢三个问题噶。
One.
第一条问题。
How long will the naive remain in his naivety?
究竟愚昧人究竟要幼稚去到几时呢？
How long will the scorners remain in their scorning?
亵慢人要轻慢到几时呢？
How long will the foolish remain in their foolishness?
愚顽嘅人要愚昧去到几时呢？
In other words, how long will you not hear the voice of God?
换句话讲，你哋对上帝嘅呼唤唔听，塞埋只耳仔唔听，要去到几时呢？
God is telling you that the fear of Him is the beginning of wisdom.
上帝一直话紧俾你听，敬畏佢就系智慧嘅开端。
Someone may say, "What is the fear of the Lord?"
可能你会问，点先系敬畏上帝啊
？Am I supposed to be terrified of God?
我系咪要惊上帝啊
？No，
唔系噶。
The fear of the Lord means that you do not grieve the Lord.
敬畏上帝就系唔好叫上帝伤心。
Fear of the Lord means a devotion to Him.
敬畏上帝就系对主要忠心。
Fear of the Lord means a dread of sin.
敬畏上帝就系远离罪恶。
And those people who ignore wisdom are the people who miss opportunities and waste their money.
那些不重视智慧的人就好像赔了夫人又折兵的人一样。
When they get education, they do not value it.
当他们受到教育的时候，他们都不珍惜他们所受的教育。
When they get wise counsel, they refuse to accept it.
当智者向他们发出忠告的时候，他们却是拒绝接受。
When people are in a grip of folly, they need to hear the words of rebuke from the word of God.
当人在困惑和愚昧当中的时候，他们是需要听一下上帝的责备的。
And the difference between the wise and the foolish is found in how they respond to biblical rebuke.
我想告诉你，一个人是不是有智慧，就是在于他怎样回应圣经的责备。
Those who accept the rebuke of the wisdom of the word of God will succeed.
那些愿意去接受责备的人，愿意听从上帝智慧的言语的人，就会成功。
Those who get angry and ignore biblical rebuke will keep on repeating their error.
那些一听到上帝的话语的责备的时候，会发怒或者不理他的时候，他就会一错再错。
Why do I say this?
为什么我要这样讲呢？
Because folly hardens the heart.
因为愚昧是能够使人的心是刚硬的。
Hard soil must be plowed and broken before it can be used to produce crops.
土地要先翻松了之后先再栽种先才有收成的。
Clay must be kneaded and pounded before it can be shaped into a useful and beautiful vessel.
黏土需要用力咁样去碾，同埋去处理，摆佢嘅塑造佢嘅形象，先至能够成为一个靓同埋合用嘅器皿。
Likewise, the heart that has been hardened by the folly of pride cannot be made soft for its true purpose。
同埋一颗刚辟傲慢嘅心，如果唔经过软化，都系冇用嘅。
The people who refuse to be broken by the wisdom of God's word will never be useful to God.
凡亲拒绝上帝的话语，不被上帝的智慧所折服的人，上帝是没办法用他的。
People who refuse to accept wisdom's admonition will never be of help to anyone else.
我想告诉你一件事情，就是说如果你拒绝智慧的劝告，你就永远没办法帮助其他人。
Wisdom is one of the New Testament names of the Holy Spirit.
在新约圣经里头，智慧是圣灵的名之一。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 tells us that he is the spirit of wisdom.
以弗所书一章十七节告诉我们，圣灵就是赐人智慧的灵。
Solomon is saying in Proverbs 1:28-31 that when wisdom is scorned,
在箴言一章二十八去到三十一节嗰度，所罗门一直强调，如果你藐视智慧嘅话
，when wisdom is rejected,
如果你拒绝智慧嘅话
，when wisdom is ignored,
如果对智慧唔理唔睬嘅话
Wisdom will one day mock those who have rejected it.
有一日，智慧亦都会藐视你。
Wisdom one day would laugh at those who ignored it.
有一日，智慧亦都会嘲笑你。
This does not mean that God will rejoice when you are suffering the consequences of your foolish choices.
智慧藐视你，智慧嘲笑你，唔系讲紧上帝见到你受到报应就幸灾乐祸。
No.
唔系嘅，上帝唔系咁。
This is a figure of speech.
呢样嘢只不过系一种比喻啫。
Let me illustrate this point.
让我嚟为你解释一下。
If I am sick and go to the doctor and the doctor gives me medicine,
如果我病咗去睇医生，医生为我开咗一啲药。
And then I bring the medicine home, but I refuse to take it.
但系拎到啲药之后，我就拒绝食药。
And I put the medicine by my bedside table.
我将啲药放喺床头柜上面。
And then say to myself,
跟住就同自己讲啦。
The doctor doesn't really know what he's talking about.
个医生识乜嘢
？I'm not going to take this medicine.
我啊唔食呢啲药啦。
This medicine can't really help me.
啲药都冇用啊。
And I let the medicine sit there by my bedside.
跟住啲药就原封不动咁样放咗喺床边啦。
Every morning and every evening, I look at the medicine and say, I am fine.
每朝每晚见到啲药就话，唉，我不知几好。
I don't need your medicine.
我都唔需要你啊！你啲药。
The doctor did not understand what I really need.
医生又根本唔明白我需要啲乜嘢。
I know what I need, and it is not this medicine.
我知道自己需要乜嘢，就系唔需要呢种药咯。
You know what is happening here?
唔知道你知唔知道会发生啲乜嘢事呢
？The very presence of the medicine by my bedside is a cry by the medicine to me to use it.
我想话俾你听，放喺床头柜上面嘅嗰啲药，好似日日喺度呼唤紧我去将啲药食咗落去。
But if I keep on refusing,
但系如果我不断咁样拒绝嘅话
，What happens then?
会发生啲乜嘢事呢
？I die.
我死咗。
Because I refuse to take the medicine.
原来死咗系因为唔肯食药啊。
What happens then?
咁跟住又会发生啲乜嘢事呢？
The medicine would be sitting there as a mockery to my foolishness.
呢啲嘅药却系映出咗我嘅愚蠢，系一个讽刺嚟噶。
The medicine would be sitting there as a monument to my stupidity.
呢啲药就系我愚昧无知嘅纪念碑。
The medicine would be laughing at my stubbornness and hardness of heart.
呢啲药就成为咗我刚愎自负嘅笑柄。
And so, my listening friend, this is the picture here.
所以各位听众朋友，呢幅就系我哋要睇到嘅图画。
The Bible tells us about a man by the name of Noah.
圣经里头为我哋介绍咗一个人叫做挪亚。
God called Noah to build an ark.
上帝就吩咐挪亚去起一只嘅方舟。
God was about to flood the earth, and the only way to survive was in that ark.
上帝要用洪水毁灭世界，唯有嗰啲喺方舟里面嘅人先至能够得救。
Noah built the ark.
挪亚系建造咗方舟。
And warned people of the coming flood.
佢警告啲人话洪水要嚟啦。
Noah invited them to come into the ark.
挪亚就邀请佢哋一齐进入方舟。
He said, "A deluge, a flood is coming."
佢话豪雨嚟紧啊，洪水嚟紧啊。
Please come into the ark.
快啲入嚟方舟啦。
But instead of heeding his warning, Noah's neighbors jeered him.
但系呢啲人唔单止唔听挪亚嘅劝告，反而去嘲笑佢。
Noah's neighbors called him a fool.
挪亚周围嘅人都将佢睇成一个傻佬咁样。
Noah's neighbors could not see any sign in the sky of a flood.
我哋当时呢发现，原来挪亚系完全睇唔到一啲洪水要嚟嘅迹象。
Their human logic, which is folly, told them that it wasn't going to flood.
我哋见到佢哋愚昧嘅认为，就系根据人类嘅知识嘅推论，冇可能有洪水嘅。
And so, my listening friends, they refused the invitation of wisdom.
所以，亲爱嘅朋友，如果你因此拒绝咗智慧嘅呼吁嘅话。
And the Bible said that after Noah and his family and the animals entered the ark, God shut the door.
圣经话就喺挪亚一家人同所有嘅动物进入方舟之后，上帝就亲自将方舟嘅门闩咗啦。
You notice, my friend, who shut the door?
你听唔听到究竟系边个将道门闩咗
？God did.
系上帝啊。
Now this is very important.
嗱，呢样嘢好重要嘅。
It was God's invitation that the people rejected.
因为系上帝嘅邀请，人拒绝咗。
It was God's loving call that the people rejected.
上帝本来去呼唤人，但系人又抗拒咗。
And it was God who shut the door.
所以上帝亲自将道门闩埋咗。
When the warning is not heeded,
而当我哋唔去听劝告嘅时候
，When wisdom is scorned,
当我哋去嘲弄智慧嘅时候
，When God's plan is rejected,
当我哋拒绝上帝嘅计划嘅时候。
Then the invitation is withdrawn.
上帝就会收翻佢嘅邀请啊。
The opportunity has passed and the chance is gone.
机会一旦失去，就永远都唔会翻翻嚟。
Verse 28 of Proverbs 1 says this.
箴言第一章第28节呢度讲啊。
People will cry out for wisdom but could not find it.
机会。一旦失去嘅时候，人系不断去揾，不断去呼求，上帝却唔答应，恳切咁样去寻找，却寻唔到。
But my listening friend, isn't that ironic?
亲爱嘅朋友，其实系咪好讽刺呢
？When wisdom cried out to people, they rejected it and chose folly instead.
当智慧向人呼喊嘅时候，人就唔会听嘅，反而选择愚昧。
Then when the invitation of wisdom is withheld because they rejected it, it will be too late.
一旦智慧嘅邀请被拒绝回收嘅时候，想后悔都来不及了。
Proverbs chapter 1 verses 29 and 30 gives us two reasons why wisdom's plea will come to an end.
我哋见到喺箴言里头一章29到30节话俾我哋听，智慧唔再发出呼喊有两个原因。
Because it had been detested，
一个就系因为佢被人恨恶
；And because it had been despised，
一个就系被人去藐视。
And the result of detesting and despising wisdom will be the reaping of one's own harvest。
恨恶同埋藐视智慧嘅下场就系自食恶果。
Listen to verse 33 as we conclude。
喺我哋做一个小结嘅时候，让我哋一齐嚟听下第33节所讲嘅嘢。
Those who accept wisdom's rebuke and turn to the living God will dwell safely。
唯有听从智慧责备而转向永活嘅上帝嘅人呢，就必定安然居住。
And those who do not will live in fear and dread.
凡唔听劝诫嘅，就必定生活喺惊恐同埋灾祸里面。
My listening friend Noah was called a fool by his fellow men.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，挪亚虽然俾佢同时代嘅人话佢傻嘅
，but Noah was the one who rested secure in the midst of the raging flood.
但系喺波涛汹涌嘅洪水里头安然无恙嘅，正正就系呢位嘅挪亚。
And the real fools were the ones who rejected God's invitation and died in fear and dread.
而那些拒绝上帝邀请的人才是真正的傻人，他们在恐惧战惊里头丧生了。
My listening friend, will you accept the plea of wisdom today?
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你愿不愿意今天就听从智慧的呼唤呢？
Will you reject folly today?
你今天愿不愿意去弃绝愚妄呢？
Will you receive wisdom before it's too late?
趁着还有今天，你愿不愿意去接纳智慧的劝告呢？
Will you come to Jesus Christ and receive him as the savior of your life today?
你愿不愿意今日就接纳耶稣基督为你的救主呢？
It is the cry of our heart that you would say yes.
盼望你今日就对他说，主啊，我愿意。各位听众朋友，其实智慧和愚昧永远都是社会上面一个很大的课题，尤其是智慧和愚昧在基督教里面都是很大的课题。我们今天经常都会想是说，哎呀，信耶稣你就有智慧咯，不信耶稣你就愚昧咯。其实我相信这件事是真的，但是基督教不是要这样定性，就是说，哦，你是蠢人，我有智慧，我不跟你一起了。但是我们是继续去讲，就是说，虽然你今天未认识耶稣基督，我们希望你今天就成为一个真正的智慧人，今天真正走到我们身边，跟我们一起去认识耶稣基督，我们接纳这个智慧的计划。正如正话麦克牧师所讲，说到智慧就好像医生给药你吃，你愿不愿意吃呢？药是已经时常在你的床头柜那里，是时常在你的枕头的旁边的了。你只要一手拿下来一吃，你就可以得着这个真正的智慧。今天在我们天路导向里面，我们分享到关于智慧的计划，而之后的节目呢，我们将会分享到智慧的保护和智慧的怒。希望各位听众朋友亦都时常是去收听我们的天路导向啦。另外呢，如果各位听众朋友是愿意的话，欢迎你随时是写信给我们，或者呢欢迎你随时电邮来到给我们。我们的电邮呢就可以在网上面，我们良友电台的网站找到啦。咁喺里面亦都有我哋天路导向嘅一个留言版，你只要去到我哋嘅留言版里头嘅天路导向括弧粤语呢，你就可以入到去同我万峰去倾偈，同埋一齐去互相学习上帝嘅话语啦。咁喺度呢，希望大家快啲同我哋联络，喺我哋良友电台嘅网站写信或者电邮嚟都好，让到我哋系时常收到你嘅声音，让到我哋喺生命里头一齐去追寻智慧，追寻真正嘅一个智慧嘅人生。愿上帝赐福俾你，下次天路导航嘅时间再会。